You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Preseason opener against the Colts. A winning effort at that. Here to talk about what he saw from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is happening?
Afternoon, guys. Football's back.
Yeah, and hey, look.
Kinda.
And hey, there's games tonight and a plethora of games over the weekend. Rasheen Ali, okay, assess his play last night. Big kickoff return to two big runs. One ended in a touchdown with Henry and Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell. I mean, the spots are limited in the backfield, but what are the impressions of Rasheen Ali as we're through most of training camp, kind of, and one preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's frankly, I think the only running back who's really flashed in training camp has been Keaton. I think maybe some of that you want to put on the offensive line, as we saw last night. That's probably a little bit of a problem when you go up against some of the better defensive lines or the deeper defensive lines. I think he did well last night. Certainly the kick return is something the Ravens are looking for, but I just think that the hill for him to make this roster is so incredibly steep because of how many other guys are pressing at positions of greater need. I mean, you've got a top three and a pretty, I don't want to say durable three, but, you know, Derrick Henry is a workhorse. Justice Hill hasn't really missed, more than a couple games a season since that terrible Achilles injury or knee injury or whatever it was. And then Keaton looks like his old self again. I mean, you can just kind of talk yourself into saying, well, if all three of those guys are missing, we could probably get some guy off the street who could, you know, rack up 4.8 yards per carry next to Lamar. So I think Rasheen would really have to be just lights out as a special teamer, because, you know, you could make the kind of credible argument that Justice Hill next to Keaton Mitchell at those two kick return spots gives you something similar to Rasheen Ali in open field.
Hey, Jonas, you know what? I was pleasantly surprised, you know, last night watching, and then I went back and watched, you know, the whole first half again this morning. Corey Bullock, I thought, played well. You know, because you and I talk about, you know, I can't even come up with eight. To me, I got eight now, because I think Corey Bullock, you know, and having him start, I thought he's really athletic, you know, and he had one bad play of all his plays, I thought he looked good.
Yeah, I'm excited to – I don't have much to add to that because I haven't looked at the film yet, but I thought that, like, you know, there was good movement up front in that first half on a lot of those runs, especially by the guys in the interior. So, you know, I thought Ben Cleveland played well aside from the sack he gave up. I know Bailele didn't have his best night, but I think it was encouraging to see him, you know, be able to, you know, on some of those outside zone runs, you know, go – you know, run from a gap over and be able to steal off his guy, which is, I think, always going to be an issue with someone his size. So excited to watch Bullock, excited to watch some of the other guys in the mix there. And obviously, you know, with Bullock's stock going up, it's probably stock down for Nick Saban.
Hell yeah. Now, another guy that impressed me, Jonas, was Adis Isaac, you know, showed up. I mean, I liked, you know, he played the run well, and we saw the hustle and the effort, and I like that he can bull run. You know, he just, he played a good game yesterday.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought, you know, it's funny to see his bull rush and Mike Green's bull rush compared to the bigger, presumably stronger David Ojabo's, and just because they have that ability to kind of uncoil and snap guys back. And, you know, that's probably going to be, you know, if Adisa has a bright future in this NFL, it is being able to convert some of that speed to power. It's being able to soften some of those edges or just get, you know, unconventional angles to the quarterback because of what you can do to knock off the linemen off their feet. And, you know, listen, I know he made the he kind of topped our banner list of the most disappointing Ravens in training camp, at least in terms of guys whose stock has fallen. But I do think he's turned things around a little bit, especially in the run game. You know, he made a bunch of plays at and near the line of scrimmage in some of the practices and in some of the practices that we've seen. So if he can just, you know, find a way to you know, a couple ways to win reliably as a pass rusher in the preseason, then maybe he is setting himself up for a path to playing time in the regular season.
I liked how Mike Green played the run. You know, because he can play low and he doesn't get knocked off the ball and he hustles, you know, and he can close the gap real quick. I thought he was impressive playing the run.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, I think someone asked him after the game if he envisions himself as being like a closer on this team, meaning, you know, my understanding that was, do you see yourself as a pass rush specialist? I mean, any kind of bristle at that, you know, I think that's fair because what we've seen is a willingness to defend the run. You know, I think one of my first impressions of him was formed by watching him just throw his whole body into you know, Lucas Patrick, the fullback on, you know, kind of a power scheme run, and that was really impressive. That, you know, you're taking on a guy who's probably got, I don't know, 50 pounds on you, 40 pounds on you, and it's a meaningless, you know, early August training camp practice, and you have no compunction whatsoever about putting your whole body out there. So he's definitely got a bit of that psycho that you need to be an undersized edge rusher, and you put all that together with what he's shown as a pass rusher, and, you know, maybe we're understating just how many snaps he might get this year.
Hey, Jonas, just one game so far. I'm a little nervous about the inside linebacker position, you know, other than Roquan. I'm a little nervous about the rest.
I didn't see a whole lot of bad from Trenton Simpson. What did I miss, Vinny?
Trenton Simpson? I just didn't think he did much. You know, to me, like, he bounces on his toes all, you know, and he didn't make many plays. He has a hard time getting through traffic and stuff. You know, that was, you know, his tackles are all JOP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if they don't believe that he can do the job there, then I guess they'll throw out another DB there because it's probably unlikely that they see Teddy Buchanan as the short-term answer there. I don't know what to make of this. Maybe this is just the Ravens kind of throwing Teddy Buchanan into the deep end, knowing that he's been playing a lot in the preseason, but not as much as Trenton Simpson, I think Gianna, my colleague, had talked to some of the other Ravens rookies out there last night. It was Teddy who had to go to the green dot and not Trenton Simpson. So I guess that's a mark in his favor, that the Ravens thought highly enough of him as a processor and communicator that he was the one being the conduit for the defense and Zach Orr. But I'm curious to kind of go back and look at that film.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, it is Friday. It's after the game. So what's going on the Banner this morning? Talking about the Ravens here, getting ready for another week of practice before the Cowboys.
Yeah, just got the Ravens stock report up right now. Charles Walker's got his five things up. We've got a rookie report from Gianna, and then obviously we'll be back at practice tomorrow. It's going to be a bit of a long stretch before the next preseason game. I think the Ravens have a bunch of practices in a row. So hopefully the Ravens throw out some good Ravens players to first to talk to at the podium, because I think we're probably at that moment in the calendar where we've talked to everyone that we needed to talk to at least once or twice, and everyone's kind of out of ideas. But it's been nice to talk to and some of these guys that we haven't really got a chance to talk to.
It's like sports talk. You just run out of ideas and regurgitate stuff. He's Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks guys for having me.
Now we talk about Bilal Kone unfortunately going down. Colts suffered a major injury, their third round draft pick. Cornerback Justin Whaley out of Minnesota, torn ACL, out for the year.
Yeah, he got hurt, Bob, during the practices.
So it's a terrible turn of events, man. It's the first preseason game. You know, hopes are high, enthusiasm for the fans that are there are cool, and you're watching on TV, watching football for the first time in months, and you know the reality of the sport.
Yeah, what you don't like is you don't mind if a guy gets nicked or something and he's back in 2 or 3 weeks. But when you lose a guy for the season, you can't afford to lose a guy each week for the season.
And the kid for the Colts might have been starting
for
them this year. We'll come back, whip around, and then we'll talk some NFL outside of Baltimore with Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, and then ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Mountcastle could be back tonight. No Basayo, no Beavers in Norfolk's lineup last night. What does that mean, if anything?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.